Nancy Pelosi complains Twitter isn't fact-checking Trump enough. By Joshua Kaplan on May 28, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, lamented Thursday that Twitter is too selective in its so-called fact-checking of President Donald Trump, suggesting the social media giant should be taking further action against his account. Pelosi made the remarks during a press conference when asked about President Trump's imminent executive order targeting social media giants. "It's an outrageous situation," the speaker began. "While Twitter is putting up their fact check under what the president says about voting, they still won't take off the misrepresentation the president is putting out there about the death of a gentleman whose wife died, and he's asking them to take down the president's misrepresentations. Yes, we'd like Twitter to put up their fact check of the president, but it seems to be very selective," she added. Pelosi then took aim at social media giants like Facebook, who she said primarily operates to make money at the expense of the truth and the facts. On Tuesday, President Trump alleged, without evidence, that the death of Lori Klausoutis, who died in 2001 while working as an aide to MSNBC Morning Joe co-host Joe Scarborough, was a cold case that would come back to haunt Scarborough. "Psycho Joe Scarborough is rattled, not only by his bad ratings but all of the things and facts that are coming out on the internet about opening a cold case. He knows what is happening," the president tweeted. On Wednesday, TJ Klausoutis, the widower of Lori, wrote a letter to Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey, in which he pleaded for the company to remove President Trump's tweet about his late wife. Twitter, in turn, apologized for the president's tweets, though it did not remove them. Twitter's apology came as the Silicon Valley giant slapped a fact-check label on President Trump's recent tweets about the connection between vote-by-mail and voter fraud. The move prompted his president to draft an executive order regarding the activities of social media companies. "This will be a big day for social media and fairness," the president teased on Twitter earlier Thursday.